The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Laura Cullinan is with me. Laura's the CEO of Childhood Cancer Ireland and the parent of a child cancer survivor. Laura, you're welcome to the show. I should say the reason we speak is because September is actually Childhood Cancer Awareness Month in this country. And before we talk about the organisation and what you do, you might tell us a little bit about your own daughter.
Hi, Kieran. Thanks very much for having me on this evening. So, yes, my own daughter was diagnosed in 2014 with childhood cancer. She has battled the disease twice, but I am glad to say that she is now 13 years of age and she has just started secondary school and she's doing really, really well. So we're one of the fortunate families that have been impacted by this dreadful disease. So, you know, currently in Ireland, one family a day are being told your child has cancer, and you know they're dealing with the impact of that diagnosis and the fallout of it. So Childhood Cancer Ireland was really founded to support families at that really, really tough time through treatment, but also in the aftermath of treatment.
So yeah, maybe talk to me then a little bit about your own experience, because I'm sure this informs the work that Childhood Cancer Ireland does in terms of what worked or what didn't work or what challenges ye faced in going through the system, where you felt maybe there were shortcomings.
So I suppose I'm talking about 2014 when we were in a different time, 2014, 2015, but we found this very challenging. While we had amazing support when we were in the hospital and our medical team were fantastic and we couldn't, you know, they were absolutely brilliant, we found it very challenging as a family to find the right support for our family after treatment. So in our local community, when we had returned home, it was very, very difficult for us to find the right type of support for our children and for ourselves. So, you know, we've developed a lot of supports around supporting families in their local community and making sure that they have the right support at the right time with the right expertise available to them, no matter whether that is going through treatment, post-treatment, into survivorship, or dare I say, even into bereavement.
So tell me then a bit more about the specific supports, bereavement support specifically you mentioned, but what other supports are, you know, the HSE actually too busy to be providing? They're treating the disease and, but you know, by all accounts, you know, despite all of the
turmoil families go through. Sorry, Kieran, it's the emotional turmoil. So, you know, you're in fight or flight mode. You're supporting your child that's going through treatment. You may have other children at home and, you know, you're just getting through your day to day. And then treatment finishes and you return to what is supposed to be your normal life. But that's when you have to deal with, you know, the emotional impact of a childhood cancer diagnosis, not just on the child themselves, but also on the other siblings, on you guys as parents. It's very difficult. The rug is completely pulled out from under you without any warning overnight. You're kind of thrown into a clinical environment. You learn, you know, phrases that you never thought you would as a parent. And then, you know, when treatment is finished, the best way I could describe it sometimes is you feel like you've fallen off a cliff. So you have to try and put that family back together. So it's really around the emotional supports and the practical supports the families need. You know, the reality is that while we have fantastic medical support and it's free here in Ireland for children and adolescents going through treatment, there is also the hidden cost and the staff financial impact on the family, because one family member may have to step out of work with that loss of income, but then you also have the continuing bills that you have to pay, but then you have the additional expense of maybe travelling to care. Like, our children are mainly treated in Dublin, so if you're based in Kerry and you're having to travel up for your treatment in Dublin, you know, that's quite costly, and it might be accommodation costs, travel, parking. And again, as I said, there may be children at home. So you may have childcare costs because not everybody can rely on family or grandparents to mind other children at home.
And it strikes me a lot of this stuff, it's probably the stuff you don't immediately think of when you've got to deal with the diagnosis. You probably immediately just think of the disease and the treatment of the disease and ensuring that your child or whoever it is just comes out the other side of it. The other stuff probably just materializes as you're going through the journey.
It does, and as I said to you, a lot of it is the fallout after treatment, you know, and the financial impact of a diagnosis. You know, we've heard from many families where they've been impacted for even up to 10 years post-treatment. They're trying to get back on their feet. So I suppose that's why the program that I'm here to talk to you today about is our financial advice program that we've put in place in conjunction with the LIA, which is a leading organisation for education and development of financial professionals. We have a network of financial advisors around the country that are giving their time as volunteers to actually support families as they're going through the journey, but also in the aftermath, to look at financial products like insurance policies and different things that they may have, that they may have entitlements to help them in them dark days, but equally so to help them budget as they move forward into the future, to put the pieces, if you like, back together for that family.
And then how can people find out more about this programme?
So you can find out about the programme. You can link directly into Childhood Cancer Ireland, or if you have a social worker in the hospital, they will direct you into it. And based on that programme, we've developed two financial supports as well for families. So we have a bereavement grant that we recently launched for families who have lost their child due to cancer, just to be able to try and help them. And also a relapse grant for families that are potentially facing childhood cancer for a second time and having, you know, that additional lengthy return to treatment, because some children can be in treatment up to 3 years the first time around in treatment. And then, you know, if you relapse, you could be in it for a longer period of time. So them two grants are there. And again, you can find out about them grants through our website, childhoodcancer.ie. And, you know, we're also, because it is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, trying to shed a light on all the supports we give families, like our emotional supports. As a small dedicated organisation that's non-government funded, we were able to support nearly 500 children, young people and their families with emotional and practical support last year. And that was only through the generosity of the general public across Ireland, communities and corporates that have supported us. So we really need their help to continue to support us throughout September, but not just September. Every month, there's 365 days in the year, and our families are living with the impact of childhood cancer every single day.
Laura Cullinan, the CEO of Childhood Cancer Ireland. Laura, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.